Lofanger.
Lionel. We got Lionel in the building today, guys.
You didn't have to bring that up.
What's your joke?
I'm only looking out for my friend.
Taking advantage.
Taking advantage of that knee, man.
What about the thing you told me about the aliens?
Oh, yeah.
What aliens?
The government. They had like a little meeting today.
A whistleblower?
You saw that?
What's that?
Nah.
A whistleblower is basically like somebody who's like, you could be like part of something or whatever, but it's like I don't know if it's like somebody who's like fed up with some shit, or maybe they just drop info.
They leak it.
They leak info, yeah. And I guess it's somebody from the government who leaked like that they have UFOs and they have like non-human beings. Like, they're not humans.
Non-human bodies.
So, like, aliens.
They're aliens. Yeah. Like, the UFOs had crashed, and that they had retrieved the bodies of the pilots that were in it.
And they ain't humans.
No way.
That's what they said. Yeah, I looked it up. He told me. I didn't believe him, and I looked it up before because I didn't want to, like, spread no shit.
So, aliens are real.
But they're looking into it. I guess Congress is now looking into it because he said something, so now they need to look into it.
Look into what?
They're just going to say it's fake, or they're going to just brush it over.
Is it fake,
though? No, it's not.
They're going to just brush it over. Imagine they're talking about us. We're aliens.
Non-human beings, so they don't look like humans.
That was the term that they had used.
I don't know if I believe that.
Non-human beings. So what else would it be?
An alien. It's an alien.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, unless there was a fucking penguin piloting it.
Yeah. Unless it was Madagascar and they were all together on the plane. The penguins.
Damn.
But have you heard like that there's like aliens on Earth, but
disguised as
human? Disguised, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like Watch Me or the Watch Dogs.
End of Watch? No, what if, not End of Watch.
What it's somebody, a funny one.
Yeah, with Ben Stiller?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Watch Party? No.
What if somebody told us, like, yo, no lie, like, there's an alien in your squad?
Like, I would think it's Frank, to be honest.
Who's the alien?
Frank.
Nah. I'm too,
like, off rip. Like, you could just judge off of fashion, how they carry themselves.
I think Frank. Frank would for sure be an alien.
Damn.
You're alien.
Why would I be an alien? Explain.
Because you just don't show emotion ever. Sometimes.
I do. What? All right. If we're going based off of that, it's this fool.
What? I feel like
aliens. Think about it. He's good with computers. He's good with computers. Doesn't show emotion.
It would be Joe.
If they fucking could travel from another universe to here, yes, they're good with computers. Mm-hmm. You think they sent some fucking dork? Nah.
They got to be some technologist.
Yeah.
I don't know. They might. Do you think they got superpowers?
See, look. You see how he's trying to like make it seem like he's not an alien? Are you a fucking alien?
I'm not an alien.
He's an alien.
What if you are, though? What if you are and you just don't know it? And you just have to unlock. You have to open your third eye.
What's his third eye? His butthole?
That shit's been open plenty of times.
Shit's wide open
every
night.
Are you an alien?
I think...
Yeah.
I would say Frank's too obvious of an alien.
Yeah. They would not want him as an alien.
Yeah.
But like, then maybe
like we think he's an alien, like an alien, but he's not.
But what if they're using reverse psychology on us?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's an alien. That'd be like double reverse psychology.
But then that's what they want.
Do they let aliens smoke weed up there?
They let what?
Do you think they got Kush?
Or maybe like when you get faded, that's how you actually were on your home planet.
They got their own shit. That's
how?
Like, damn.
I don't know. Maybe the fucking he came from planet Kush.
So how is he when he's faded?
That's normal. And the aliens.
So when he's not faded,
when he's not like, faded, he's like, fuck, I feel weird. I need to smoke. That's why when he doesn't smoke, he gets a little like cranky and crazy, because he's an alien.
Shit, you do.
I feel like eating and shit.
Feel like eating.
And the way that you move that ass, shit. Humans can't do that shit.
You do got a flexible spine.
You do.
That spine does bend.
When you're fucking throwing that ass back like that,
I didn't say that.
Oh my
god. I didn't say that. You do be twerking.
On the bot?
You do be twerking when you fuck, though.
Oh! Why are you looking at Julian, but then are you talking to me?
I'm just saying, like, you do be twerking when you fuck.
Wait, who are you saying it to? Because you're looking at Julian.
I'm saying that in general. Like,
oh. So when you're getting fucked, you're twerking? That's what you're saying. That's what she said. You're saying.
What the? Fuck out of here.
No, I didn't mumble like you. I said it pretty clear.
Oh.
I hate how you have that face. That ugly, annoying face.
So that's an alien face. You have an alien face.
I have an alien face. You got an alien spine.
You got it.
What alien quality does Danny have?
Nothing. I'm a beautiful
His
human.
Height.
Nah, that ain't alien.
Do you think aliens would be taller than him?
I feel like, actually, I think they're short,
low key.
What? I feel like they're like six.
I feel like they're tall.
I feel like
I don't know.
I feel like they're like six.
Have you ever seen Chicken Little?
Yeah, like the aliens from there.
They're small, but they get inside.
Well, they're like squids.
Big. Yeah. No, when they get out, they're small.
They're small as fuck, but they're like squids. They float around and shit. Mm. You never watched Chicken Little?
Chicken noodle, bro. Somebody's hungry. I have, but I seen that shit when it came out.
Chicken menudo? That's disgusting as fuck, bro.
Why? That shit actually might be good. Some chicken in your menudo? might be good.
I'd rather just have cow in that bitch.
That might be
it's
good.
Not a cow.
Isn't it?
It's pork.
It's pig.
Chicken?
Well, he eats his with cow.
Well, there's chicken and pozole, and that they're kind of near the same each other. Chicken and menudo.
Chicken menudo. Really. I've never cooked it before, so I can't say. That's why I'm looking at you.
You haven't tasted it either, huh?
I've only had chicken noodle.
For real?
And I have seen chicken little, yes.
Wow. He's a liar. You're never missing out. He tried chicken noodle, dick. He's a liar. You never seen him fucking eat fucking noodle.
Fuck that shit up when he gets brought over.
Nah, I never seen it.
What about I'm a dumbass? You know when you put menudo in the fridge?
Yeah.
It turns into jello?
Yeah, like gelatin.
I threw all that shit away one time at my house.
Why would you
I was fucking hot in the morning. Fuck, shit went bad. What the fuck? Threw it all in the trash.
Because that fucking broth is
It turns like into the jello. But
it looks disgusting.
No, it looks bomb now. Ooh. Now that you know it's not like expired, that shit looks bomb.
Yeah, it's good. You just heat it up, put it back in the bowl.
Yep.
Yeah. Bomb.
But all I threw that shit all the way. I heard it so bad that day.
Yeah. After when your mom told you, like, fucking idiot.
Yeah, they were like, you're a fucking idiot. What the fuck? I was like, what?
God damn.
She was like, I didn't know. It looked gross.
Could even give you a warning.
No, man, fuck you. Fuck you. What? Don't wear menudo.
Little menudo.
Because I tossed that shit.
Smooth. It didn't go so smooth.
Didn't go so smooth.
What did you want to ask?
I think I ended up taking it out, though.
What did you want to ask, or was that the thing you wanted to ask?
Yeah, it was the aliens. Because I thought it was just like some Twitter resource that he heard it from, but
yeah,
it's actually real. Somebody
said it. When I speak, it's nothing but facts.
Would you fuck an alien?
How much of a human do they resemble? Because if they look like a squid, I'm not.
Lord. Shit, if it was an alien like that green bitch from Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's what I'm saying.
God
she's
damn.
She's an alien.
Gamora, she's fucking hot.
But what if it's like that, like Batista from Guardians of the Galaxy, where he's all rocky and rough.
And she...
Does her rock pussy get wet?
But it feels more like clay.
Oh, that might go crazy.
Oh my God.
That's strong grip.
That might be like a waterfall.
Clay on the dick.
clay cock.
Claymation my cock.
All right, what if they look nothing like humans? Like not like Gamora or nothing, but like somehow they're still kind of bad, but they had like a suction pussy. That shit like sucked it.
God damn.
Just try. You guys gotta use your imagination for this.
Just like sucked it.
Kind of like maybe like a squid.
Yeah.
When it's just like, you know, like that round.
Yeah, and like you... Or like,
and then you're all like this, getting stuck in it.
That might be some sloppy shit, though.
Or like a sea anemone at the water.
Yeah, that's
you press it and it goes like that and it grips on your shit, like that.
Do you like imagine yourself putting your cock into these things?
Nah, I don't. I mean, like, I'll think about it. I'll be like, would I? Answer's usually no.
Would it hurt?
Usually,
though?
Usually.
Would it hurt though? You think if you put your cock in that
in a sea anemone?
Yeah, I'm calling PETA, bro.
Shit might you come just one time.
Enemy. Where's that from?
So you're a fucking animal?
Nah, fuck no.
You said one time you would.
No, I said If I did, I said if I did, it would make me come. Probably just one time. I didn't say I would.
Just though. One time?
No, like, I said like a year ago you said it.
Stupid.
You said a horse looked pretty nice.
You're one time. Stupid. You just said you were bluffing.
You said yeah, that horse had a fat ass?
No. That's what you said. I didn't forget.
Nah, I would have fucking animal.
Nah, speaking of aliens, there's a theory, right? So I was telling you guys about that show, The 100, right?
Yeah.
So basically what it's based on is 100 people. Why are you looking at me like that? What? Like you're about to say some dumb shit.
I'm not.
But I like when you guys comment on my theories.
100 people, what?
So there's 100. It's based on 100 people that are in space.
Wait, how many people?
You know, he's fucking around.
Here, go ahead. Tell your story.
Oh!
I'll start a new one. That theory sounded weak.
Anyways, robot. So there's 100 people in space, and the theory is based on there was no dinosaurs, no nothing, but the 100 was that Earth wasn't capable of living on, and you couldn't breathe here, but they were like sending tests down, and then once the 100 people in the ship were ready and it was breathable air, they came down and they started the civilization of the world. So that's what the show's
based on. So it's like
on.
A cartoon?
But it's like a theory, like that's how mankind on Earth started. But they were in space, but where did they come from is what people don't know. Like maybe it was another planet.
Well, shit. Remember, that sounds exactly like that movie, The Circle.
And then, yeah, you know, like
sucked up. They probably got brought
somewhere. But only the smart ones that survived in the ship went down.
To Earth or what?
Wait, but that was an alien invasion.
Yeah, but they put them back down.
Because they're probably starting a new civilization.
Wait, yeah, so did aliens take the humans? Or?
So basically what it was like Earth wasn't capable for humans to live on, right? But they say like all the hieroglyphics and the stuff like that, like the Egyptians left behind.
So Egyptians aren't human?
Dude, can I fucking finish? You always do that.
He always does that, huh?
Yeah. You're being right? disrespectful right now.
Nah, it's like nobody's laughing here. He's just asking those questions. Like,
all right, go. Come on.
I'm gonna do that too.
All right, go.
Nah, I'm done. All right. I'm out of here.
You thought I was getting pissed.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to crack a beer with him. I'll be happy.
It's better crack a beer than be happy.
So why you do that? I don't know. I got lost now. So
now the hieroglyph.
Oh yeah. So basically, what they were saying was that the hieroglyphics, maybe the Egyptians and the people that built like all the pyramids, were actually way ahead of their time. Like we think, or I don't know if we think that. We all think that, but they had like machinery and all this shit, and they were way ahead of their time, but maybe they weren't human or what we are, like humans.
Oh yeah, the pyramids are kind of crazy, to be honest.
It kind of just all goes back to that. I feel like the how the fuck did that happen? Like,
okay, how heavy is that brick?
Just carry one and find out.
Can us four carry that brick?
Fuck no. It's like over a ton.
Are you fuck crazy?
No. I don't know. There's you picked
no
it way. Up.
No, have I just know them? What the fuck they look like and what the fuck I hear
so
about.
So they're
them.
That heavy.
We should do they're a vlog in Egypt and go to the pyramids and you'll see.
I don't even think you could like touch it, can you?
No, but like can you go like visualize it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Should go see.
But they're that heavy.
They're over huge. A ton, I think.
You never watched fucking that one movie?
The Prince of Egypt.
Yeah. The or Indiana one. Jones.
Raiders cool. of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
You never seen Land of the Lost?
Nope.
Isn't that a dinosaur movie?
Yeah, but the pyramids are in it. Like,
oh yeah, they are.
So 1 ton. How many humans does that take?
That's 1,000 pounds.
Our strength,
or is that 2,000 pounds,
bro?
If that was like 4 Bradley,
it was
Martins,
100 tons. It wasn't even 1 ton
yeah. for one brick. There's bro, no way one brick's 100 ton.
Look how big
one they ton.
It's at, I'm saying it's at ton? Least 1 ton.
No, it's chicken not one noodle, ton. Chicken noodle, not those, 1 tons.
They're not 1 ton. They're not wontons. You hungry?
Let's go so get wontons.
Let's go get Thai food after.
Let me see. How heavy okay. is a
I was about to look that shit up.
Pyramid stone. Oh shit.
Told you get the
No, no one. I didn't say 100 tons.
Oh,
yet.
It was a. It's a. It's a. Yeah, there,
100 tons.
I said
20.
No, 2.5 tons.
I was closer. You lose.
Damn, that's still a lot. How much is 2.5 tons equivalent in pounds?
Is that 2,500?
How many pounds is 2.5 tons? 5,000 pounds.
Holy. Damn.
See, that shit's big.
That shit weighs a ton.
I could barely lift.
So how many people can pick that up? 35,
25.
I don't even think there's a human amount.
5,000 people? I mean,
5,000 pounds.
5,000 pounds?
No, that's literally impossible. Because
yeah, how would you get your fingers underneath
yeah,
it?
Yeah, how's everyone going to contribute to that little fucking stone?
That would have to be at least like...
How big is that?
You'd have to carry the person people. Carrying the ton.
How big is that stone though too?
It's huge.
That bigger than this for sure.
How the fuck is it that?
No.
Bigger
not,
than a brick?
It's not that small.
Yeah, how big how is
that's
it?
Why I said it's bigger than this.
Maybe it's like
is it the
our
size
house?
Of this
room? All right, if you
fuck
had,
no, fuck no. Probably the size of this room.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, I thought just you meant the house.
That.
Oh, bigger. I thought you had said house.
Bigger.
You think bigger?
Bigger.
That's how big one brick is.
Yeah, they're long.
No, they're not that big. I don't think
oh,
they're
oh, maybe
big,
half
man.
Of this.
I would say the length no, of our garage.
5,000 pounds, though? Holy fuck.
That's a lot. It would have
that's
to be big, right?
Like, how much do you think this, like, pillar weighs?
Ah, not 5,000 pounds.
That was 5,000 pounds?
He was
there.
About to fucking it. Compare it to the fucking 10 fucking thousand tons. Of you're going to compare that shit.
Yeah.
He was.
You weigh 110, fat ass.
If you had to give your best guess, like, how the fuck did they do it?
They had to
whoever's
have machinery.
Whoever's closest survives.
Dude.
On the line. Like, what? You can guess anything. You can say, like, magical, like, machinery.
How the Egyptians
how'd
did
they
it?
Do that?
I think aliens. I'm going to go with aliens before anything.
Nah,
else
I for sure think they had, like, machinery and, like, shit. They could move unless there was like fucking giants.
Where'd it go? Where'd all that machinery go?
That's why.
Well, I think they sell it at Home Depot now.
Oh shit, for real? Huh?
Yeah, they do. We should get it and build a big ass pyramid in our backyard
with a grill inside.
Remember when I told you guys sick. I can make a big ass house with the
noodles?
Full noodles and a cardboard box.
I yeah. could do that with the noodles first.
I doubt
so.
It.
Oh. Damn. Oh, fuck.
Bro, it is not hard to do that.
Nah, it's not hard. I just don't think you could do it.
It's
he said that it's possible, but you can't do it.
No, I could do it.
You I think you would give up.
No, I wouldn't.
Or you would just get too tired.
I think he's just trying to talk shit right now.
Nah,
because of your knee.
Yeah. No, not because of that.
His knee's going to help him put shit together. Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
He's just adding on. Yeah, you guys are both being assholes.
Nah, but both. I didn't say shit about the knee.
Well, you're trying to say I'm too lazy to do that shit.
Oh.
The pool noodle? Yeah.
So you think if you had 100 pool noodles, you could build a badass house with it?
Oh, shit. I was just talking about
it. Or how about unlimited? Like just
yeah,
like,
unlimited noodles.
Like a cool little spot.
A cool spot.
Like a cool little.
Like in our backyard, you think you could build a badass house?
Yeah, a little house. Yeah,
I don't think
how
so.
Would you make them stick together?
With glue.
Elmer's?
No.
I'm not going with glue with pool noodles.
What would you go with?
Duct tape.
All right, guys, we're going to have another break for this podcast.
Mm.
This time our sponsor is Game Time.
Game Time. We're going to say this shit till your fucking ears bleed and all you could hear is Game Time.
When you close your eyes, Game Time.
When you open
last
your
minute
eyes,
deals.
Game
Flash
Time.
Deals.
Mm.
Oh, shit. POV when you're on the app.
Wow.
Two clicks to order a fucking ticket.
Fast.
It's
very fast.
It's fucking amazing, guys.
It's very beautiful, very fast, very simple. I think that's a key word.
Yeah, super simple.
Simple. Everything
is the
simple.
User interface is absolutely beautiful. Me, personally, I'm probably going to use it. Dodger game, September 1st. They're going to have special Kobe jerseys.
Yup. I saw that.
You saw that? Yeah.
I saw that shit. Best believe I checked Game Time
first.
Yeah,
I was like this. I'm like, all right. Because I'm not trying to spend, you know, a whole bag. But I was like, okay, will I be able to catch a ball right here using the fucking POV?
Maybe I'll wait last second and get a flash deal on that bitch.
It's absolutely fucking amazing, guys. We highly recommend that you use Game Time. I really don't know why you would use it.
I don't
any
know why you wouldn't use it.
Yeah.
This sells itself. We really are just teaching you about the fucking app, but it's really amazing. Give it a try. Logan, tell them what they can get.
All right, guys. Oh, and also, too, they got lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection. That's something that we normally don't say, but it's huge, like what you said. And job loss protection.
Wow.
But, yes, back to what I'm supposed to say. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code SWEET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code SWEET for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Back to this podcast. Should we have a fucking pool noodle house build off?
I could probably build a badass one. I know.
I could build a big one.
But would it be badass?
Mine will stay up.
We could build a hallway like Julian's. Old hallway.
The old one?
To connect the houses.
Wait, so you like actually think that you could build like a pretty badass house?
Well, it's not going to be a badass house. It's going to be a house.
He's but just saying like a room.
It's livable.
Yeah, like you could lay in it.
Like just a cover.
Like a shack.
Yeah, like just a cover and a
I'm going to side with Danny on this. I don't think he will do it.
Yeah. It's like, what's his name shit? Shrek shit. When he's walking to the toilet.
Somebody.
When he walks out of the thing.
The outhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you would try it and then you're going to go through some difficulties and you're going to be like, yeah, fuck this.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
To prove you guys wrong, I wouldn't. To shut you guys the fuck up, I wouldn't.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think I could talk as much shit. I don't think. Yeah.
I think.
I believe in it.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
He knows I could.
100%.
100%. He knows
I think he'll sit there until he, like, really cannot do it. If it's, like, on the line like this, he'll sit there until
yeah,
he
I'll think about what you guys are saying, and then I'll really put shit together.
Yeah, but imagine he might not, weren't saying this.
It might be hard to do.
It's not hard to do.
It's not easy to.
I don't know if it's hard.
I think it's hard to do.
I think it's pretty hard.
I don't know. Drop a comment and see if you could build a pool.
There's homeless people that build houses all the fucking time
out of cardboard boxes, which are already shaped like a house.
No, they're not shaped like a house.
They're good.
I saw one. Have you ever been to Venice? They have like a fucking antique store, fucking of a shack that they made.
Damn. You never
out of pool noodles?
You seen the pimp with that built his shit under the freeway with the jacuzzi?
Yes.
And a restroom?
Come on, get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God, there's a video.
And he rents it to other homeless people.
Yeah,
huh?
He has like two beds in there. Yeah.
He's
running a business.
Yeah, he is.
Whose phone's ringing?
Mine. My mom's calling me.
Oh, you want to take it?
Nah.
Okay.
I'll take it after.
Your contacts never came?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? They told you? Oh my God.
I said, can you track it for me? They said they'll be there tomorrow morning. Fuck, I'm gonna be gone.
So you're
I'll pick them up for you.
Nah,
Danny
I have two
is
more
going
parents.
To Cancun tomorrow.
No, Cabo.
I'm tripping. Cabo.
Yeah.
Is Cabo
it's in Japan.
No, it's not, idiot.
Nah.
Whoa. What if I actually thought it was in Japan and you just called me idiot? I guess I am an idiot if I didn't believe that.
Nah, it's in Puerto Rico.
No, it's not, asshole.
Is it?
What?
No, it's not. It's not in Puerto Rico.
I'm going there tomorrow. How are you going to tell me?
It's in Mexico, isn't it?
Okay, look it up.
No. I'll look it up.
I'm just kidding. Nah, it's in Mexico.
Yeah, you
good
see?
Shit, Frank.
Damn, you stuck with it.
You stuck with it. That's confident.
Damn.
Were you confused a little bit?
I was confused. Yeah, I was like, damn, is it in Puerto Rico?
Nah, it's not. I got you guys.
Yeah, you got me. I was like, oh, shit.
Nah, it's in Mexico. It's only like 3 hours away. I'm pretty excited.
Travel one spot right now. Where are you going?
Japan.
For what?
I don't know. Just to fucking go there.
What are you expecting?
To get pussy?
Bomb-ass food.
To get...
Bomb-ass food and... yeah, pretty much it. And then... I don't think it's there right now, but the... oh, my gosh. The fucking cherry Japanese blossom tree.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
That shit's sick.
What kind of bomb-ass food?
Damn, ramen, udon,
like
sushi.
You want to go there bad? I just want to know
all that stuff.
And ramen, sushi,
yeah, and also too for the fucking games.
Games, what kind?
Well,
of
what
games?
Do they got there? They probably got some exquisite shit, huh?
Yeah, probably. Fuck yeah, I don't know.
Shit.
That
they probably got unreleased shit that hasn't even touched down.
That
over
Mario
here.
Kart in the city is
that's
that real?
Hard.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's real.
You just dress up,
but no, I heard you can't dress up no more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think somebody ruined it. So you can't dress up as... That's what I've heard, though.
Somebody always has to ruin
it. You got to connect in Japan or what?
With the Yakuza.
I would go for the fucking vending machines.
The vending machines? Yeah. Japan's just like... I feel like it's just like a dope-ass
spot. I like how... Yeah, I like how when you walk in like just the alleys or some shit, there's like a sushi. Like, you could just walk up to it. Can't you?
I don't know. I haven't been.
Yeah, like you just walk up to it, though, I think.
That's Thailand.
That's how it looked in, no, where was, what's it called, filmed?
What?
Hangover?
No, the show, that one show.
Squid Game.
Green.
How to Be a Ninja?
Squid Game? Is that, that's Korean, no?
Squid Game's Korean.
Oh, my bad.
That would be a dope-ass place to go to, Seoul.
Korea?
Yeah, Korea. I heard that, I think that's how you say it. Seoul's beautiful, the capital of Korea. Oh,
wow. No one's saying, like, France or anything?
Nah, I didn't get to say mine.
Yeah, I was the only one saying
that. I would probably say Europe.
What part?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know either.
I don't know.
Thank God you asked him first.
This will crack that one question.
I didn't know.
I would want to maybe go visit the Eiffel Tower for sure in Paris.
Yeah.
But
I heard that French people are dicks to Americans, though.
But where Julian went was dope as fuck. Greece?
I want to go to Greece.
That shit looked dope.
The fucking food there?
Yeah. He said the food was good.
Yeah.
He said it was really good.
I want to fucking go there.
Yeah, you want to fucking go there.
I do. What about you, Frank?
Probably Italy.
Italy?
Mm-hmm. Little
Venice?
Italy?
Yeah, lit. That shit would be dope. Just like...
What's Little Italy? I swear I don't know what that is.
Not Little Italy. Italy.
You just said Little Italy.
Yeah, I did.
What is that?
Is Little Italy inside of Italy or is it just...
Isn't Little Italy in Vegas?
Yeah, it's just Little Italy, a replica.
So why do you want to go to Italy?
Just to chill. Just because it's dope.
You can't chill in America?
You could chill here, but it's like meeting new people.
Yeah.
Like new vibes. Like aliens. What's up, I'm
it's
Franca.
Different.
We're aliens over there.
Can they smoke out there, though?
Probably not.
They probably
you should go to New Amsterdam.
Red Where can they district. Smoke?
Damn.
And what other, besides Mexico... Where can you smoke at?
I don't even know if you could smoke in Mexico.
Isn't that shit illegal?
Yeah, you could. Is it illegal?
It might be illegal.
Yeah.
They be trapping out there, though.
But they... Yeah, well, yeah.
Fuck, they trap everything out there.
Yeah, everything. You guys got to get your passports, though.
I know.
For real.
I need to get my shit.
I'll suck a dick for my passport.
What about you? Where do you want to go?
I have to.
I don't know.
Shit, I didn't know that.
You have no idea where you want
to
go?
I want to go to New York.
That's the only spot.
If I take you there, will you suck my dick?
You gotta get your passport to go experience some shit.
Nah, I know, because once you get out the States, it's way different.
Did you need your passport for Cabo?
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Did you? Damn. Yeah. Well, you're going to a whole nother country.
I think I'm going to Japan next year, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, with my family.
CFTI. Thanks for inviting the boys,
guess
you know?
Guess me and family, man.
Yeah. You guys want to do some cool shit?
Yeah, I'm down. You guys want to go to fucking just another country just to say fuck Logue?
Yeah.
I want to go to Spain with the family.
Sorry, Spain sounds dope. Yeah. You know why I would want to go to Spain, though?
Why?
To do the bull runs.
Oh,
you know when they get chased by bulls?
They get
think that's Italy. Is it?
No, that's Spain. They do that shit. Yeah.
Sure it's not Italy?
Swear to God, it's Spain.
No, it's Italy. My dad was just telling me today.
It's Spain.
I think
it's Spain.
Yeah, I think it's Spain.
It's Spain.
No, it's Italy.
No, it's
Italy Spain. Spaghetti, dude.
Huh?
Like Italy? That's where they got like Italian food, like spaghetti.
Yeah, but don't they have the shit there?
No, Spain does that.
You sure?
Yeah, they do it with their sons and dads. They do it with their sons and dads.
You gotta run. Would you?
And
book
you would
it?
Do that shit?
I'll book that.
I'll
shit.
Book it.
That shit
I'll
will be it. Fun. Oh, all of it's fun.
Cool. Yeah, I'll do that.
You guys are fucking crazy.
If I'm you, gonna be if in the no, front. If you have panic mode, you can jump over the.
Yeah, the side.
There's like rails where you could, but you got to get there fast before a fucking bull just, wah.
That's pretty cool, though. That. I'll do that.
I'll go in the front.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not like one of the first soldiers.
I'll test it. I'll go near the bull.
I'm not going.
No, you're not going near. I won't let you near no
bull. If shit stomps on you, you're fucked.
Stomp, but I wear a helmet.
Yeah, and then you get a fucking horn in your ass.
Yeah, they break your backs. And
they have a stupid sharp horn.
Imagine all the other people.
You get stabbed. Yeah, or in your or rib.
Imagine all the other people running.
And you're going to be there with a rose and a cape like this?
I'll wear a red shirt.
No, they. I heard they. I get wear mad. A red
shirt, but I'm going in the front.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that fucking he jumps over and gets your ass.
He I'm sees you.
Fast.
Come he on. Says, how much of a banger YouTube video?
That's
would that
a
be?
Good video.
I might trip somebody right there.
Imagine.
I'm sure they push and shit.
No, they do. But
I'll trip. Boom.
American man.
Hard too.
Imagine they say that. American man. No, you in for a good one. They
he's just, American. Oh. That's strong.
Where are you from?
America.
Oh, yeah. We got them, brothers.
Oh, they all trap shit. You in the back and they let you get in by the boat first.
They hold, oh, be they so hold you by your arms like this out. The
boat comes. And I look to my ass. Right and all you are like.
All of us are like this, getting held to our fucking death. We're like that.
Nah, you guys are crazy for that shit.
You wouldn't do that, Luke?
Fuck man. No. You're going to get fucked up. So would you guys skydive?
We're ahead of it.
I used to say yeah.
So you would rather face a fucking bull than skydive?
Yeah. But I'm not facing it by myself. That's the thing. So like the likelihood of
But most of the time, don't they have like one person running around?
No. You're running straight.
It's a bull run. Like you have to run it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, man. The whole entire time I thought it was like you guys would be like the matadors or whatever.
Oh no.
I was like, you guys are fucking crazy. That's okay, why
yeah, I do that too though.
Nah, yeah, that I would yeah, that's fucking fun. Yeah. Nah, speaking of shit like that, you know what I've always wanted to do?
I think they tied each other too.
Yeah. Jackass did that shit.
They tied each other and they run from the bull.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy. Nah, imagine you have a slow ass teammate,
but you have to run like a mile.
Fuck that!
And that bull's coming after you.
That bull's getting tired too.
That bull's is that bull catching you if you have to run a mile?
No, he's. Are you getting caught? I think he's getting tired.
What about your knee?
He's not gonna get tired.
It depends when we do this shit.
When is that knee gonna get better?
When I get surgery for it.
Why do you have to get surgery? What's wrong with
this? This fool fucked up his knee.
It doesn't work.
But, like, what did they say it was?
They gave me an x-ray, all right? And I was like, it's not broken. I know it's not broken. They're like, okay, there's nothing broken. And they're like, we'll call you back for an MRI. And I was like, okay. They never called back.
So then why don't you call them?
I need a call.
So you never got an MRI or you did?
No, I didn't.
So then
I only got x-ray.
So then how come you're saying you need surgery? Shit,
then it's definitely an MRI. Because you would need surgery if it's like tendon tears. Yeah.
I know, but what I'm saying is he doesn't even know yet.
Like, I thought it was supposed to be good, but on the day
yeah, if it was a bruise, it would have just been
That was months ago
already.
Does it make like noises or feel weird when you walk or
whatever? When I was at home, when I fucking was sitting on it, you know when you tuck your leg in the back when you're just sitting down and you have your leg?
When you're taking a bad bitch picture?
When you're like that.
You ever catch yourself like that?
Yeah.
Like, damn, I'm sus right now laying on your bed.
Or when you're like this.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's comfortable. That's comfortable.
Logan was like that today when he was reading his book. He had his toes all curled and he was like, I was like, ew.
You know, got your attention though.
It was like that. I don't know. It was like that. And I was just, I don't know how long. I was like that for like 5 minutes just smoking. I got up and that shit, I couldn't walk on it. I was starting to limp, but I don't know what the fuck.
Damn, you know what bad bitch pose I be in sometimes? Sometimes like on my knees and I'm on my phone, but my like ass is in there. Like when I saw yours.
Yeah, that like mine.
Because it's comfortable.
It was comfortable. It's,
like you get like a good back stretch.
It was comfortable until you did that. No, I never get in that position ever again.
You do that? Like sometimes. Just by yourself?
Sometimes, like when I stretch,
the arch is back for like
a little bit.
It does feel good.
It does feel good.
That shit hurts my back.
Yeah.
Because it's been broken.
Or a bad bitch pose when you're laying down, like on your bed.
Or no, when you're on your side like that.
Yeah,
when you're on your side. I always lay down like that.
Yeah, that shit's comfortable. What's another bad bitch pose?
When you're at the beach and you're like this? Or
what?
How do you sit back? I don't know how to do it.
Oh, yeah, like on your elbow?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like, what?
Or is that a guy?
That's a guy pose. I was about to say, what's like a, like, when you do that pose, like, you feel like I look good right now. I feel like that's one of them. When you're like this.
Every time I look in the goddamn mirror.
This shit wants to cry. But what pose do you think you're like, fuck, like, I think I look pretty hot right now? I think this one.
Because your shoulders?
That or like this?
Yeah, it's probably like your arms.
Yeah,
extended.
You're like extended.
Yeah.
I feel like that.
And you look like a hottie or what?
I just feel like.
Like you're ripped as shit?
I feel like the man. You know?
I feel like fuck him.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break from this podcast, and we're going to have a word from our sponsor today, DoorDash.
DoorDash. We love it.
They're the fucking best.
I love it. I think I got DoorDash at my fucking door right now.
Oh my god.
I did. I just ordered. I swear on my life. I just ordered
sushi. DoorDash Premium, all that stuff. We absolutely fucking love it. We've been DoorDash users for
We're customers before we even started promoting this shit. Yeah. So thank you guys for reaching out. Thank you guys for growing our podcast as well so that they could see that we love their shit too. And we hope that you guys could as well.
Yeah, guys. DoorDash is amazing. And, you know, back to school, people need the supplies. They need lunch boxes. They need their little snacks, yeah, all that stuff.
Exactly.
What better way than to not even have to go to the store and use DoorDash to get all that shit that you need? The Pilot G52s. Come on, man. Those are the best pens. Get that shit DoorDash to your door right away. So that way you don't have to waste any time. Super convenient. Just stay at home. Go on your app a little bit. You could track the order. It's amazing.
Very fucking easy. Finish that TV show you've been waiting to finish. Finish fucking studying or something. Order a damn notebook on the way. It's more than just food. You could absolutely DoorDash anything. So yeah, give it a try. Just please give it a try for us.
Guys, shop DoorDash to get everything you need for the back-to-school season delivered right to your door. Order now for stress-free back-to-school shopping. Use promo code SWEET, and check this out, to get 50% off up to $10 value when you spend $15 or more at convenience, grocery, or retail stores on DoorDash. You heard that? That's 50% off.
That's a lot.
Up to $10 value when you spend $15 or more. Promo code SWEET. One more time. Don't forget, that's code SWEET for 50% off your next order. Terms apply.
Let's get back to this podcast. You better use that up to $10 shit.
Take advantage of that
shit.
That's
a free pack of pens. You know how much I would do for a free pack of fucking pens, brand new.
Gosh, he would do some crazy shit.
I would
do
a lot, but I would probably put code SWEET in that bitch first. So let's go back to this podcast.
We've talked about many icks, like with guys and girls. But is there one thing you guys think that a girl could do that could be fucking cringy?
Cringy?
Oh. Like, it's just like, oh, she did that?
Oh, I got one. When they use, like, the slang, like, slay, period.
Why do you hate that, though?
I mean, it's cool sometimes, but not.
Yeah, I think it's cool sometimes.
Yeah. Or when they have like that TikTok humor, like too much.
Oh yeah, yeah, TikTok humor too much is annoying.
It's just like purr,
slay.
I don't know.
I hate that shit, Logan.
I mean, it's cool. Like if you're like around like your girlfriends and stuff, but if you're like period slay, like every fucking sentence, like I'm like okay. But if it's like, you know, every once in a while, but I hate it when it's just like if it would be like me and them, and or me and her, and they're like. I tell him something good. I'm like, oh my gosh, like fucking video just did 100K views. Slay, period. That's what I'm talking about. Like,
what? How about have you ever heard a girl call another girl queen? Yes, queen.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
What the fuck? I don't really enjoy it, but like, I mean, they're like uplifting other girls. So it's like, you know.
Oh, brother.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Uplifting other girls. Who cares? Just like, yes, call her name.
Yes, but also
yes, girls. Yes, girls.
I also think it depends how they say it, though.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like the boys, not like go king.
Yeah,
some people say that.
Yeah,
who
I heard people say the king. I heard some people saying that. I heard like
damn, go king.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if they do, it's like a joke though.
You never heard like go off king, like.
That's usually girls comment.
I'm saying that to you.
Oh, you don't say that to me. I don't say that to you either.
That's what I'm saying.
See, and that's why we have such like you but know.
Is that
what?
That's why it's not positive around here.
No, I don't think
we're different. We say like go off my boy or some shit.
Go off. No, if you say go off anything to like to one of us, we'd be like, bro, what the fuck are you saying?
Nah.
Or unless it's just go off. Like, oh shit, go off.
Yeah.
But if I'm like, oh, go off, bro. Like, it just sounds weird.
That don't sound weird.
I feel like that sounds weird. If you make a three and I slap you on your ass and I'm like, go off, bro.
That'd be cool. Weird.
Nah.
Me and Danny could do that all the time.
Yeah. Like, go off, bro. Keep shooting that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, okay, yeah. The way that you said it, yeah.
But Logan grips when he taps. That's why it's probably weird for him.
I do be gripping.
It makes people jump all the time.
And I try to get the pinky in, or sometimes the thumb, depending which side.
And then he sits back down on the bench, like,
I'm like this.
Fuck. He's like, sweat. Yum.
Well, what's something that's cringy that a girl does for you?
I had some. Fuck. I'm trying to think.
You too. You didn't say nothing, and you didn't say nothing. Fuck.
I don't know. I know what I like.
What don't you like, though?
Or do you like everything about girls?
No. I don't like everything about girls.
I hate when girls meet another girl for the first time and then they act like they're best friends.
I know what I hate.
What do you hate?
I hate it when there's a big group of girls together and they just fucking yell
loud.
Like, ah!
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, bro. I can't do that.
And then.
But you know what? The same thing's probably for the guys too.
That's what I'm saying. Low key, we'd be loud.
Yeah, we'd be laughing. It's just like a good moment.
Because have you ever been like the sober homie and everyone's drunk, like all the boys, and they're loud, like obnoxious, and you're like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Or have you ever been to like the mall with your family and there's like that group of like kids in high school and they're being loud as fuck and you're kind of like, oh, fuck. Yeah, like, that's how we are?
Yeah. That's how it was once me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that ugly girl that's the hype man, and she goes "ay" every time. You guys like that? You ever heard
that? Yeah, that's cool.
Nah, it's cool. I'm trying to think, but it's just like sometimes it's just like if a girl's dancing or like you see someone turning up, they're just like "ay, ay."
Oh
like,
my
just
god! Saying that, like, yeah, you look at a bitch, she's saying "ay, ay."
She's like.
It's like, goddamn, you ugly.
Oh my gosh. What about you? What's something clingy?
I'm trying to
cringy.
Cringy, clingy. I've been saying clingy. Cringy. I feel like you guys gotta have some. I'm trying to think of like some other type shit.
Type shit.
Other shit?
Yeah.
This is some other shit, but like this is just me personally. If you're at a like a party or like it's like a family party or maybe it's like some like regular shit, it's not really like a function, and like one of the family members or just somebody like gets up and tells you to dance, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like go dance,
and then you're and like, nah, I'm good, and then
come on,
and then they grab your hand and start pulling you, and you're like,
you're like this like a fucking cock at the table, like no,
and then you just kind of just do the 1-2,
and then you don't want to look like an asshole.
Yeah, you don't want to look like an asshole. Everyone's looking at you, and then you get up there and you do your little fucking whack ass shit.
But the thing is if you hold your ground, and then their drunk ass goes, "Oh my gosh, you're such a party pooper."
Yeah, now you're a party pooper. Now they're drunk. Now they're coming back.
Yeah,
you're annoying now.
Yeah, that fuck. Yeah, no, that's fucking.
How do you get out of that though?
You gotta get up and dance and then go to the restroom.
Take a shot or something.
Yeah, I don't have no problem with
after
that.
After I get a drink.
Yeah, I'm about to go. All right, take a shot then. Take a shot. You're all scared. Right, you gotta flip it.
All right, I'm gonna go to the restroom real quick. I'll be right back.
Ah.
Yeah, you ain't going.
Yeah. You're not. All right, then take a shot. You fucking scared of what? And then take another shot and they forget.
I don't know.
How do you not know?
Because I'm trying to think.
All right, how about this? Everyone here has definitely told a fucking lie before, right? What is the biggest lie you guys have ever told to somebody? Or it could be the funniest lie. Ooh, is there one thing you've ever just fucking lied about to us, between us? And it's just like, fuck, why did I even lie about it? But now I just got to keep lying.
That's a funny question.
Cheating?
I'm just kidding. I'm playing.
Fuck.
Damn.
It's between us, bro.
It could be anything. You just gotta stretch the truth.
Did you fuck another guy while we were together, Frank? Because that's between us right now.
Yeah, he looked all shocked when he said
no. He was like,
on who?
He was about to start gaslighting me. Fuck.
Is there?
I got a thing, bro. I feel like there is.
There's gotta be one.
Is there one for you?
I had one when I wrote it. I should have wrote it down when I thought of the question, but
this is not really a big lie.
Oh shit, it's big.
No, it's not.
You're fidgeting, it's big.
Nah, it's not a big lie.
What is it?
Nah, it's not a big lie.
He's like, okay, it's not that big.
Well, I said I was gonna go do something with like my family and I went with a girl instead.
Damn. Wow, that's fucked up.
That's fucked
up. I can't believe
it.
It's not really a big lie.
I don't know how this will affect our fucking friendship.
How's this gonna affect
LeBron's legacy?
I didn't tell you guys who it was though.
Who was it?
I think we could guess.
No. No, you can't guess. No, you can't guess at all.
What are you looking for, your phone?
No, my water did it. Oh, I finished it.
You know what I like?
What? Huh?
When, like, females get ready in my in the car.
In the car?
I don't like that.
Yeah, you don't?
I've been going over speed bumps on purpose.
I feel like it rushes them.
Mm. Oh my gosh, have you guys like ever rushed somebody to get ready?
And then when they're done, they're
me.
Like,
you guys used to rush me all the time.
No, okay. Have you ever rushed a girl to get.
Yes.
Still you? No.
Yes, I have rushed it.
And they get pissed. They do. Oh,
you're like,
my
hurry up.
Gosh.
Nah, sometimes
I'm like, oh my gosh, I look fucking ugly. It's
or you say, it only took me like 5 minutes to get ready. You see that shit?
Yeah.
You just put on a shirt and shit.
I've learned to just fuck it, let them get ready, be late. It's better.
I ain't gonna be late.
Yeah, I ain't late.
I ain't gonna be late, late for her ass. You could have got ready like 3 hours earlier.
I'm gonna have a fucking stink face the whole time.
Yeah,
like,
that's why get your ass ready in the car.
Oh,
that's
I
what
guess
they made
yeah, that'd probably be my ick. Stink face.
Stink face. I in hate public. Stink faces. Oh,
I kind of like it.
Fuck. You like it? So you're toxic.
So like you like it if I'm like, yeah, Frank, your girl's mad right now. Like I could tell.
Well, not if you're saying it. Like,
but she has a stink face. Yeah.
Okay, like a in random public. Person. Like, hey, why was she mad?
Like, you guys are fighting in public, and she just has like this.
Oh, you like that? You're like that. Damn, right. That shit's kind of hot. Did.
Yeah, I do like
at
it.
The you're table toxic, and shit. Like the food's
like,
coming.
I won't like it. Like if everybody.
But you like it because you're like, watch when we get home, we're about to make it up.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. If,
yeah, it's toxic. Yeah. That's why
you got it right on point. Yeah.
That's why you like it because you're like, we're about to have some fucking like fuck you.
Like
sex.
You know, it's like
man, I'm about to beat your shit up until you say I'm sorry, daddy. Like type shit.
Oh,
you're toxic.
You're crazy, bro.
Wait, is there a difference when between a girl being mad or a girl being upset?
What?
A girl that's upset, I feel like it's just in the moment.
I feel like mad is just in the moment.
Okay, then whatever switches.
Or
around.
Do you guys think they're like the same thing? Like if a girl's mad, she's upset.
I feel like
if she's upset, she could get over it. If she's mad, it's gonna take longer.
Yeah.
Also, he agreed with what you said.
Okay. I agree with you. Right. You think mad's different?
Yeah, mad to me is more in the moment. I don't know.
So if a girl
that's
says
that's just what it seems like.
If a girl says she's mad, it's a lot easier to like for her to get over that shit than if she was like, yeah, I'm fucking upset with you.
It's kind of what it seems.
I'm like. Upset right now. I'm literally. Well, I hear a bunch of people say that, but people when you ask somebody, "Are you mad still?" Yeah, I'm still mad. Or I don't know. You can use both of them in the
same. Upset to me sounds more serious. That's why.
What I think mad's more serious. Mad's like more like.
Or when they say I'm not mad, I'm upset.
That's why. Yeah. That
for me,
serious.
But no. But when
I'm not upset, I'm mad.
But what does that mean?
But when they say I'm not mad, I'm upset. It makes it seem like okay, like it's not that bad. Then I'm off the hook.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No. That's what it. That's how
I'm. I'm
kind of
like, all right, good. We chilling.
Yeah.
Go ahead, ignore me more.
I'm not mad. I'm upset.
We can fight later.
What does that mean, though?
To me, it seems like I'm not like. It's almost like I'm not, like I'm not sad. I'm disappointed.
For upset or
for
mad?
Like, I'm not mad. I'm upset.
Upset is disappointed to me.
Yeah. Upset's like disappointed.
Yeah. So
like
you
kind of
disappointed is like in the moment. Like you're still gonna tolerate with
yeah,
deal with your
stinks.
Shit. But it's like.
But it's just like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Type of shit.
If you're
yeah.
disappointed, like that's why they're looking at you.
Yeah, like, I mean, say,
why would you do that?
Say, if you're supposed to be there at a fucking at one of her fucking family parties at a certain time,
and
you're
like,
past it, like, and she's you're there. I'm fucking really just I'm upset with you.
Like I'm not mad at you right now, but like I'm upset.
Okay, but look, if you were to cheat on a girl, would she be mad or would she be upset at you? She would be mad, right?
Mad. I feel like she'd be mad.
Exactly.
I feel like she'd be mad if I didn't tell her the truth.
I feel like she'd be both.
Yeah, she'd be mad that you cheated, but she'd be upset that you lied.
Yeah.
So upset is worse.
Type shit.
No, mad's worse, I think.
Mad's worse.
No,
it's not.
You literally were
upset,
just saying
now,
upset.
Well, now I'm saying upset might be worse.
Why?
Because it's just kind of like they're disappointed at you, but then they're also just like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, but they stay with you.
Yeah,
but
it stings. It does sting. It does sting for longer. I'm going to switch
like
it.
Stings.
I feel like upset, though, it's just kind
of
like they're
kind of like,
that's
what builds a toxic relationship.
That's toxic, see?
Toxic. Yeah.
You don't want it to get like.
I'm a fuckboy for saying this shit, girl. I
know it.
Was there a point where you were like, I'm toxic?
Yes.
What point? Can you like recall?
Like, was it like, oh, I said some shit, and you're like, fuck, that was toxic?
Just, I don't know. I still need to stop. It's just how you, like, how I carry my...
Is it kind of addicting?
I think I'm a little toxic, too.
It's
not addicting.
It's just, like...
Honestly.
Like, there's just certain boundaries that I don't agree with that most people probably would agree with, like...
Mm. We're back, guys. Sorry. If you had to describe each person in this room as a dog, what kind of dog would they be?
Ooh. You're definitely like a Dexter.
Yeah.
Like what kind of dog is that? Golden Retriever?
Nah, he's a Golden Doodle.
Golden Doodle?
Yeah. He's like, but I've also been called a Golden...
You've been called?
A Golden Retriever.
Damn.
Damn.
You're a dog.
You sniff out for these hoes.
What would Frank be?
What do you mean by sniff, huh? Because my nose?
No. Frank's a fucking...
You're those long wiener dogs.
I got a long wiener dog.
Nah, he would be a feisty little dog.
Like a chihuahua?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'd be like a chihuahua.
What would Julian be?
A Frenchie.
The nah. Chihuahua's cousin.
A Frenchie.
He'd be right on the side with me.
Fuck, what would Julian be?
A dog with the fucked up neck. Goddamn.
I
know. Fuck,
I think I see Julian as a canine.
Nah. I see him as like those, they're like smart. The shepherd dogs.
He ain't that smart.
I see Julian as like the, those shepherd dogs that like herd cattle and shit.
That what?
That herd cattle and shit.
Oh, you know I know what you're talking about. Like on the farms.
What is it called?
From fucking Charlotte's Web. You know that dog?
What does he do?
Oh my gosh.
He like he rounds up all the animals.
Yeah.
They do that?
That's actually a thing? Oh my gosh. Dogs, what the fuck's the name? Yeah.
On the farm.
I didn't know that.
I cannot think of. What's Danny?
I gotta be a fluffy dog.
Yeah, I was gonna say like Chicle, whatever he is.
Like little Chicle?
He's a Maltese poodle. But I'm not small, so I gotta be a big dog.
But are we like taking into account size? Yeah. I was just going based off of like personality and shit.
Okay.
That's how I was doing it.
Okay.
Because Frank's not like a chihuahua.
Whatever you think. Whatever you guys think I am.
I'm trying to think of a dog right now.
I'm bad.
You're for sure a dog that barks a lot.
Me?
Yeah.
So maybe like a Chicle then.
He doesn't bark a lot.
Of those dogs usually do. You got to bark, but not Maltese? Like an annoying ass bark.
Maltese poodle?
Yes. You actually got lucky with Chicle.
They bark a lot?
They fucking bark.
Damn. Maybe you just hit him too
much. But not as much as Chihuahuas.
I never hit him. He's spoiled.
Fuck. What kind of dog would Danny be? Fuck it. You're a poodle.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, because
they're tall too.
They're long and they got curly hair.
What kind of dog would Julian be? Like
they love food.
Fuck, I need to
what
look
kind
up.
What kind of dog is that?
Dogs? I don't know. I'm going to look up different dogs because it's just kind of pissing me off what kind of dog Julian is.
Type of dog.
Frank, what kind of dog Frenchie. Do you think Danny is?
A poodle.
A poodle?
I'll be a Frenchie.
What about Julian?
I said a canine.
Canine?
Yeah.
Because my teeth.
Different dogs.
I do got sharp canines.
No, canines are smart as shit.
They are. Those are dope dogs.
That's why cops use them. German Shepherds.
A Cocker Spaniel.
Border Collie. That's what you are.
A Border Collie?
Yeah, you're a Border Collie.
What they are?
You're a Coyote.
Or an Australian Shepherd.
You're a Coyote. Those are wild.
Fuck. Again, they're skinny.
They're fucking
or a coyote or a hyena.
A hyena is
that's
skinny.
Not a dog though, is it?
Yeah, it is. They're part of the dog family. They are bark they? And laugh.
Yeah, they laugh. They
like
do,
a
though.
Wolf. A wolf is part of a dog family, huh?
Is it?
Yes. Yeah. They're all part of the dog family.
Fuck yeah.
Little Nick would for sure be a Frenchie, huh?
Yeah, he'd be a Frenchie. Frenchie. Fuck yeah.
A little fat boy.
Or no, he
He's
might
getting
be
thick.
He is getting thick. I wonder
I need
why.
A big boy.
Little Frencher.
Let's see. Maltipoo.
Maltipoo.
Dalmatian. Are any of us Dalmatian type?
Rottweiler.
Nah, no. Nobody. We don't have a pit bull in the group. We need like a little stocky motherfucker. I guess Oso. He's like
Oso would be a pit bull.
Pit bull or bulldog? Yeah. What? Which one's blue?
He's a pit bull.
Pit.
That is beast.
He's still around, right?
Blue is Frank's dog.
The dog that never get fed, right?
He might be, what's it called? I don't fucking know. A dog that never got shut the fuck up, Danny.
Damn.
Damn, that was late.
You beat your dog.
Oh, I don't. What the?
I don't.
You don't promote that.
We don't, guys.
And we don't promote not feeding our dogs.
I feed my dog all the time. That was a why was that a rumor though?
I'm not home, that's why.
Oh. So yeah, it wasn't your fault.
They said no, it's because he wasn't home and Frank's usually the one that feeds the dog.
If you're not home, nobody's gonna take care of
it. Yeah, nobody takes care of that dog. Damn. If I'm not there.
You miss him?
Not like Blue. Not like you, huh?
We should get a dog. I want a dog bad. And a cat. But I'm down for a dog.
I wouldn't mind the dog, but you probably won't pick up the shit, honestly.
I would pick that shit up. But I wouldn't be the only one. It would have to be a team.
Let's be real.
What?
You would pick up the shit every day.
Yeah. Well, I would want other people to help, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I would walk him.
Because I know he wouldn't pick up the shit, neither would he.
So it'd be me and you picking up the shit?
Yeah, but that's why I wouldn't want a pet.
You would pick up the shit?
After how long?
There's a tower of shit? I got it.
I used to pick up my dog shit.
So did I.
Yeah, but I had a pooper scooper. That's the easiest shit to use when you're fucking taking care of dogs. Pooper scoopers, you just...
Have you guys ever picked up poop dog shit with a fucking bag?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. It's all warm.
That's fast. It's gross. If anything, that's faster, though.
Yeah. It's faster, yeah, but like that. And you feel like, fuck, it's on my hand. Nah,
my dog takes small shit, so I'm good.
Oh, see, I got a fucking big shitter. I'm like this. Sometimes I gotta get two bags. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, my God.
That shit sucks.
Random trait for your girlfriend to have. And like really good. They're really good at either of these three. Massaging, cooking, or cleaning.
Oh, easy. Cooking.
Like she's good as fuck.
Bro, have you
turn off your phone.
Damn it.
Have you guys ever seen those TikToks of like where
girls that cook good.
Yes, and she's like a fucking chef and then like the boyfriend will be playing video games and he goes, "Here, babe."
Yeah.
And it's like this oh my God.
Okay, but imagine how like a mom massage.
I don't get massages as often as you would think.
Oh my God, bro.
But just how imagine though. Like imagine. She loves doing it and she's a beast. Okay,
yeah. Like it'll put you to bed.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
That's what heads
even
for.
After sex.
I might give
after
up cooking.
Sex is bomb. A massage
after or before to warm
stressful
you up.
Stressful day.
That I'm doing cooking.
No, I'm still doing massage.
My fucked up back.
My fucked up knee.
She pops it back
into
place.
So elevated every
you guys
every
are
day?
All taking massaging?
No, but I'm not taking it lightly.
I'm not. What about cooking, though? That's
what about cleaning? That's pretty tough, too.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, you could just do that shit yourself. Or we could have a messy room while you bomb ass.
Not
food.
I.
My room's pretty. Not too bad.
Or what if they both do everything? They do it all together.
Nah, you got to pick one.
All right, look. You got three in would one. You guys date a girl where she could fucking best cook you've ever had, best massage you've ever had? Fucking best cleaner you've ever had, but her fucking breath stinks.
Oh,
no.
What the fuck? That would kill it.
Wow, really? So breath matters.
And you could never fix that?
It's a 2-year investment.
God damn.
She's got like a stupid root canal that takes 2 years to fix.
She's on a wait list for a new tooth.
Until then, that shit's fucking stinking.
Yeah, I don't think I'll risk it.
No, you.
But she'd be a great cook and all that.
Yes. Like, I'm talking about, like,
you
could be like.
Hit her doggy style every fucking time you have sex.
Yeah, like, come on. What's the
for the
that?
First 2 years?
That's a long time, man.
Bro, a girl that
that's
could
over
cook,
600
clean, and
days.
Massage the and best you've ever had?
It's over 700 days.
Yeah.
Almost 1,000 days. Almost.
But then the rest of those.
The rest of life, you got a good one. She got sweet breath after
with
two.
Nice, minty.
But in the beginning, she got fucking shit.
You got to take her to parties.
Hey.
Woo!
Hot. Woo-hoo! Nah, I'm not.
You're saying
that.
No? You're saying no?
I'm saying
okay,
no.
Okay, what about your investment? 1 year.
1 year is kind of a long time, too.
I'd do it, probably.
You never have to clean your room again, Frank. Yeah,
but imagine how bad that shit, like, let's say it is the shittiest breath, right? Like, imagine every day you got to deal with that and you're just like, you got to kiss her. You guys obviously have sex and you just kiss her and she's like stinking up the bathroom.
Okay. Would you rather have a girl the one that I had just said, or a girl who's fucking like her hygiene's perfect. She smells good, breath is always clean, all that shit. Worst fucking cook, doesn't even know how to boil an egg. Mm-hmm. Fucking can't clean. She's a little bit messy. She's not super fucking messy, but she's like, just like a little bit messy. And she doesn't like giving massages.
Yeah, I could put up with that better.
Wow. You?
I could put I might up take the better. 1 year investment.
Oh, you Frank?
I'm going to take 1 year.
Oh. Yeah, I'm taking 1 year investment too.
I could
too.
Put up with that, but
dude, no, you don't. I feel like you don't understand to have somebody that could like cook amazing.
Yeah, that's
for you,
amazing. That's amazing.
That is good.
That's
it
amazing.
It saves you so much time.
That's my dream.
That's your dream.
Yeah.
You want that.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
I know. You but I would that. Get fat. I would get fucking fat.
No, nah. She's cooking you the right meals.
Like healthy?
Yeah, what if
fuck she
that. Knows I'd be like, maybe some mac and cheese with bacon
you,
on it.
You never seen those healthy bomb shits?
But on it's not TikTok? Like the real thing.
Some bomb shit.
It's not the real thing. We're being honest, healthy stuff, the alternatives is never the same yeah, as the real thing. The like same. A plant based burger. Come on, has anybody ever touched that shit?
Nah.
Come on, bro.
There's like, really good healthy alternatives though.
Fuck that. Like
yeah,
a Beyond Burger.
But they're not
burger?
As good.
Fuck a Beyond Burger.
Good.
Unless
also
they want to sponsor
makes
us.
Pretty good shit.
Would you guys eat?
Try.
Would you guys eat like an infused dinner?
Yeah.
What's like a where infused. It's like tequila?
THC.
Like weed and
oh.
shit.
Like I would
a burger?
It. I would do
that,
it.
That would be a cool
it.
Experience.
I would do it. That'd be but cool. then I get too faded. There's I'm like, hey, can you give me more?
There's restaurants that are like
oh, you
that.
Got pumped.
I would do that.
Let's go.
I would actually do that.
I'd
there's
do
a
it
restaurant
too.
That does that.
I would do it. We should do that for a
there's,
video.
There's like cool. ice cream.
I'm low-key down.
Shit.
I'm down for that.
I'm low-key down.
Drinks.
That sounds like a cool video.
A THC-infused restaurant burger fucking.
It's called an infused dinner.
It's called Munchies?
Dinner. I don't know.
If it's not called Munchies, they fucked up.
It's not Menchies, it's Munchies.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's bomb.
Would you do that?
The infused?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might do it.
You wouldn't.
He's not doing it.
Yeah, he's not.
You wouldn't eat a burger.
I'm not going to get super faded.
But
no, it doesn't get you too faded.
No, it doesn't.
Huh?
They give you it to the measurements of like. You choose your shit
oh,
in the beginning.
Oh, then yeah, I'd probably do it.
On the menu, it shows like.
That shit would probably be sick.
Like 2 grams.
Yeah. And then if you want the highest, it's be expensive. I think it's like for a steak that's infused, like with truffle butter and all that shit.
Oh my gosh.
It's like 120.
Damn.
I think.
Sounds like a good time though after.
It does.
Like you'll make a stupid memory.
Or just be fucking high as shit with that ass.
Making a memory.
Hey, do you guys ever like don't feel like going out or whatever, but then there's plots? And you're like, you know what? Like, I want a story to tell, like, my kids. So, fuck it. I'm going to go.
I don't really think like that.
Nah. I be thinking like that sometimes. Where I'm like, bro, like, stories or memories.
Did you guys ever used to wear your hats like that?
Down.
Nah.
Writing?
Yeah.
You did?
I had a hat like that.
All right. Anyways, hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Next week, fucking another podcast. And make sure to check out the new YouTube Sweet Tea video.
Yes.
Drop in the comments fucking ideas or topics you guys want us to discuss, different types of questions,
or
whatever
people.
It may be, or people that you want to see us on. But anyways, hope you guys have a good one. Peace.
Love you guys.